I can invest in this EIF thing that Accountable Equity designed with some of the best CPAs. And usually, always consult with your own CPA. Usually you can defray all your taxes because of it. And you get cash back and you get big checks every month.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Hello, everybody. I am Javier Hinojo, your host of The Naked Truth About Real Estate Investing. And today I have my friend, Josh McCallan. I pronounced that right?
Oh, beautifully. You're okay, like a professional pronouncer.
Awesome. With Accountable Equity. And we had a chat. I was on his podcast a few weeks ago. We just had a chat. We got along just fine. He was missing his high kick, but that's okay. And we're going to talk about the difference between an asset-specific syndication and a capital syndication, which I definitely want to learn. And so very excited about that. Looking forward to catching up with him in some of the meetups out there around the country. So it's awesome to meet people through Zoom. And then it's even better once you get a chance to shake their hand. But I'm going to let Josh introduce himself and let everybody know what he does, because I haven't had anybody like him on my podcast.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's awesome to be on your podcast. Of course, everyone here is naked. It's the Naked Truth, which, by the way, what a great name, my friend. You're so creative and smart. I like, that's why I want to be around you.
Now, yeah, well, it's great. I didn't tell you that you didn't have to, you had to wear pants. So
I know I'm naked underneath everything I'm wearing right now. I'm totally naked underneath this.
Awesome.
So, no, Javier, I appreciate being on the show. Yeah, man. I mean, Accountable Equity and the work we do, you know, our specialty is actually resorts. There's a whole fun story with that. But my quick 1 minute backstory is I'm father of 10. That's usually my calling card. Nobody believes it, but I have 10 children, all with my lovely wife, Melanie. But my background is probably like a lot of hungry entrepreneurs. I started off in a pretty humble situation. My poor dad left. I should say he chose to leave. My poor mom, a couple years later, has a traumatic stroke back in the early 80s, late 70s. Never works again. And we get raised, my one brother and I, we get raised by this great lady. Her name's Pat McCallan, but she never works again. So thank God for government assistance. We end up growing up on that for a while. I always joke in the early 80s, I was the only kid with free lunch. You know, they gave me free lunch at school. You know, from that, I just love working. You know, like you, man, I'm a hustler. I like to work. And there was a couple different epochs in my life, but my three key stories are: one, I went into education. I had a focus on doing good in this world. So I did my degree in economics and theology and teaching, and I did. And then I got a chance from that to go get a master's degree. But in order to pay for my master's degree in business, I had to work for the university. That was my hack. So from that, I end up becoming a university guy that then they moved me to Europe for 4 years and I recruit students. And then I end up running one of their campuses in an old hotel. And then I come back to America. This is my second epoch. And I get into land development. Great stories there. I can tell you all about that. Working for a family office. I come to find out what a family office is. You can ask me about that. I'll tell you all about it. And that's when I stumble into a new way of thinking, really, about how capital really works and how, you know, how to access it, really. And then from that, built a lot of buildings. I built a lot of buildings for them, houses, $5 million, $10 million houses. And one day he had invested in hotels. And in the hotel business at the time, he didn't want to be in the hotel business. He wanted to tear them down and build beach houses because they were on the beach. And then the bust of 08 came along and stopped his business plan. So post 2011, 2012, he and I brainstorm and we turn around his resorts. We turn them from derelict dumps that were on great sand into gorgeous, refurbed, beautiful buildings. And we end up building a business, which I really want to tell you all about hospitality. And then we became very, very successful financially. And I found my purpose. And now the third part of my life is now I do this for hundreds of investors. We have 360 investors as of today. Everybody listens to us we're on hundreds of shows a year now. Thank God. So many good people like you and let me on their awesome shows. And every time I'm on the show, I'm like, wow, we're 275 investors. We're 322. Now I'm at 360 as of today at the end of 2021. And these investors just want a piece. They want to own the equity of these beautiful projects. Resorts are primarily what we do. We buy derelict, tired old resorts, and we turn around, make a ton of money for our investors, and have the world's best life. Doesn't mean everything's easy. Just means we have the best situation. So that's my whole story, bro.
Josh, look, I want to hit we need 4 hours.
That's okay. 10 hours.
Another 15 minutes. So another time, I want to definitely learn about some of your background, how you got out of that. But one of the biggest things that I like about you, because I've seen you, I've heard you in a lot of the shows. And guys, everybody listening, go to his website, check out his resorts, turn off the lights, and just watch the videos. That's all I got to say.
They're good, aren't they, man?
And they're good really, resort. Really good. Just listening to you talk, one of the biggest things is that you guys pour your heart out to these resorts.
We do.
And really think about all the details. How do you can make it an experience, a destination, not just buy a resort, not just buy anything just to buy it to have it, but to actually create a wonderful experience for your guest, right? Yeah. And also, somewhere nice for your investors, right? They own something pretty nice and that means something. So tell me a little bit about that.
So Javier, that's a great reason why we should partner together someday. You should join us. I always, guys like you that are so successful as operators and know how to buy your own projects. Surprisingly, I was on a call today with a gentleman like you, and he goes, I've never invested in someone else's deal, but I'm thinking of investing in Accountable Equity. I said, most of our investors are doctors, salespeople, lawyers, even professionals, people that know real estate is one of the best ways to generate wealth and preserve wealth, but they don't want to go do the work, right? Not everybody wants to buy a house and flip it. I mean, that's not for everybody,
right.
But maybe real estate ownership is for everybody. So how do you get there? You join teams like ours or teams like yours, right? You join a group of professionals that are doing it and then you get to own their deal. Well, anyway, so this guy calls me today and he's like, so I'm thinking of joining you. And I said, tell me why you would join us when you could go build your own project. And he goes, well, I do have some money I have to deploy right now to save some taxes and you're ready, you're open. But the reason I found you, Josh, is because your group does more than just great returns. You have community and events and other investors we're going to get to know. I'm like, you're right, man. I never thought of it from his perspective. Yeah. As an investor, he seeks investors. He probably does his own project. He's going to actually join our investment and get the access to 4 conferences a year for free with all accredited investors. He's going to be one of us. It's like a mastermind, Javier. It really, our own community is its own mastermind, which we don't charge for. And then they get to spend time at their own resorts, getting to know their own executives that they didn't have to hire the executives. I work hard to hire the best executives. But now you see how the money gets made, baby. It's like you get to come inside the factory and watch how we build the equipment in the cars. If we built cars, we don't. We buy resorts. We fix up resorts. I'm going to stop there and just tell you that it's a vertically integrated kind of model too. So one of the reasons I think you invited me on the show is you like that our fundraising business is a little bigger than just one project at a time. I think you like that about how we're a capital group of investors. And then I think the other thing is, our heart is in hospitality and that is our core expertise. But we also, our real why, our WHY started with that. And if you don't mind, I want to dive into that for a second. Do you mind?
Sure, go for it. Perfect.
So there's 3 companies here. There's actually the Capital Partners, which is Accountable Equity. And all of us, including me, I'm the largest cash investor, of course. We put our money into a 506C Reg D fund. We have to be accredited to do this, which is not too scary. A lot of people are accredited because they might own a beach house or something, $1 million of net worth or $200,000 a year in income. So we invest side by side, and then we buy resorts. So that's one thing we do, and that's a whole community. But then what we do to make money is we turn these resorts around, and we say Viva May is that company, right? So Viva May is stylized French for revive the soul. And over the years, working for these wealthy, wealthy families and buying and flipping resorts for them before I let investors join me, I learned that there's so much more than just buying a building and making it pretty. You can do that, right? But you're probably not going to maximize profitability. And more importantly, you may not find your purpose. And for me as a person and the teams we've put together, we have about 200 teammates. Our purpose is to revive the soul of the guest. We want a spiritual thing to happen to these people. And we want something beautiful and a story of the soul of the building to be revived. We want to tell the coolest story in all time. We've been buying these historic things like 200-year-old stuff in Maryland and 157-year-old wineries in New Jersey that are the second oldest winery in America. They got some stories to tell, brother. So we have this whole historic preservation type thing we do. then we activate them with conferences and events and weddings and music. And we turn these things into living, breathing places. And the third soul we try to restore first is our, we seek to revive the soul of the guests, the teammates, and the building. And for us, you know, hospitality done well is when you let someone feel their dignity and know they're loved. So we have come to find a way to hire teammates and to work and train teammates every week to keep that as our goal. So if in our jobs, our goal is to love our guests. And, you know, this sounds funny, but it's like, it's a very interesting little twist that we do. Instead of saying our goal is to deliver cheeseburgers in 13 minutes and glasses of wine in 3.5 minutes, those have to happen. But it's not so that we achieve a checkbox. It's so that when Mrs. Smith gets that delicious dinner and we deliver with a smile and a conversation, she knows her dignity and feels her worth and feels loved. And by the way, this is why we've been very successful financially, but it's because we do what we were. Hospitality is supposed to be like really personal like that. So anyway, those are the ways we do it. And then of course we own a construction company that helps us manage these $20 million build outs and beautiful things. So that's what we're really all about, man. We're having the best time of our life.
And for you guys out there, all the links to the social media are going to be on the show notes. And just go check out some of these resorts, some of these videos. I just watched a whole bunch of them and it was pretty neat. So thank you, Josh, for the explanation on that. I got a 24th year anniversary next month and 25th coming up. So it's a big one for me. So let's see, my wife, she's going to get a piece of venues. I know, right?
So we have this one that I think for you, you're in Carolina.
North Carolina.
North Carolina. So you might get all the way up to our DC model. We have one that's near Annapolis.
I'll be there tomorrow. Actually, I'll be in DC tomorrow.
Well, come on. Can you get over to Annapolis and see our Kent resort? We got to show it to you on an island.
All right. On an island. Okay. Let me, I'll reach out to you here after the show. I will chat because I'm going to be there. Look, I just write the check. My wife tells me where I'm going, what I'm wearing, what we're eating, you know? So sometimes
I like
she used to dress me, not no more. I'm almost 43. Tomorrow I'll be 43. she don't dress me anymore, but I used to walk in the bedroom and there would be clothes in the bed. I'm like, oh shoot. Okay. We're going out. And one day I walk in and she's getting ready, getting pretty. And I look at the bed, there's no clothes. I'm like, am I invited? Am I not going? What did I forget? Anyways. So, but,
this is the first time I've ever heard anybody say that. And it's even funnier when you say it up here because the name of your show is Naked.
Yeah.
So it's like you got the Naked Show and Naked Real Life Javier. I love it.
So my wife's getting ready and I'm just sitting there naked.
Naked.
That'll be the cut for the promo for the show. Right. Anyways, that's it right there. That's awesome. But I'll check that out for sure. Tell me the difference. So one thing that we wanted to chat about real quick was the difference between asset syndication and capital syndication.
Yeah. So when we got into this business, we learned, you know, we're one of those kind of guys that has a deep expertise and then, you know, in real estate and development, and then learned how to raise money. I've met a lot of great people that are better at raising money and have not really run projects before. And I know a lot of those guys, they do okay for their investors. But for us, we love the fact that we can tell you we're going to run it really well and we know how to raise money. Different, you know, different focus. But when we learned how to raise money, it was about 4 years ago. One of my great friends, you may know him, his name's Dave Zook, big syndicator, hundreds of millions of dollars. And he explained to me, he goes, Josh, you're pretty good at running resorts. You should learn how to raise money. And I didn't know what he meant. I always thought rich people, the richest people in the world were the only ones who are allowed to own commercial real estate, either them or Wall Street, I thought. But now I realize middle-class people like me can buy real estate like this. So I learned syndication from, you know, lawyers and CPAs at seminars, and they explained how you do it legally and ethically. And I thought, but there was this other speech that happened. A guy named Russell Gray stood up and he explained, he says, so now you know you're going to raise capital. Let me explain something to you. And he got real quiet and he got real somber. And he goes, as soon as you ask for someone else's invested capital, and as soon as you receive it into your bank account, guess what? I'm like, I'm on the edge of my seat, right? And he goes, you're in a new business. And he goes, you're in a different business now. You're no longer Mr. Real Estate Person knows how to flip a building or whatever. That's a different business. That's all about real estate and construction and knowing how to collect rents. That's different. Now you're a private equity office, really, is what he was explaining to me. And once you do that, you have different criteria of business. I mean, you now need to run that as a separate business. Now, he didn't explain it. I'm explaining it a little more clearly, but he explained that it's a whole different business with different goals and different purposes. And guess what? Now your business is the investor. It's no longer that you're great at real estate. You're now in a business that is 100% focused on the recipient of your services. And now it's the investor, not the business that you originally were good at. And that just left such an impact on me that we spent a couple of weeks and brainstormed 100 names. And we said, you know what? If I was going to invest my capital, I would want someone who's accountable. I'd like to be growing my equity. So the name of our company is our purpose, Accountable Equity. And really, our goal is the investor. And that's why we grow so fast. We have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of investors. And it's because they're the reason we created Accountable Equity. We know we knew how to run resorts, but now once we took their money, we are in this private accountable equity investor community. So what we're trying to do here, since the investor is our purpose, of course you and I are going to deploy it into real estate and learn how to make money and yield there. But since they're the investor, it's their purpose. We wanted to dig deep into how to protect them from taxes. So I brought in the best CPAs and we designed our funds so that people should have almost no tax liability. Of course, consult your own CPA, but we intentionally designed the funds that there's offsetting tax savings opportunities while they're receiving cash. So that's one core thing. And then the next thing is we said, well, we need to create investment education, right? So we created, I have like 14 people on our faculty members. These are some of our biggest investors. A lot of them are famous podcasters. I mean, we've had the best people invest, thank God. And so I say, hey, when you're an investor, could you join for free, by the way? I'm not going to pay you, but could you become part of our faculty? And could you speak at our conferences and our events? And so they become our faculty partners and they make this attainable to everybody. Everybody can understand what we're doing because we're not going to speak in Wall Street bullcrap speak. We're going to speak in common English because you need a piece of real estate, Mr. Smith. We're not going to try to complicate it for you. We're going to break this down and make it straightforward and you're going to own something awesome. And then the third thing we said is, what if we could create active events like these four times a year? Instead of just getting in a report on how your business is doing, why don't you come see it? Thankfully, we own resorts. I think we said that once, right? So resorts are the best place to go. They have bedrooms, they have restaurants, they have concerts, they have ice skating rinks. In the winter, we do an ice festival. So we do these things four times a year and investors are just invited. There's no charge for the conference. Yeah, you got to charge for the room, but I don't have to charge for the conference. So all of my life became focused on the investor. Of course, we have a company over here making money for them with real estate. And because of that, our funds are not necessarily just specific to one deal anymore. They're meant to be multiple funds, multiple different projects. We also do other types of funds where we literally help them get rid of their taxes for the year. And we do something we call it an efficient income fund. People choose at the end of the year, they're like, well, man, I have like a $30,000 tax responsibility. I could give it to the IRS or I can invest in this EIF thing that Accountable Equity designed with some of the best CPAs. And usually, always consult with your own CPA. Usually you can defray all your taxes because of it. And you get cash back and you get big checks every month. So there's different things happening. And what we've done is built like this community where we teach you how it works, show you how it works, let you come and kick the tires, and then join us when it's right for you. Nobody's ever pressured. Usually people get to know us. I encourage them to visit or get on a phone call with us. And eventually they become part of the team.
Yeah, that is awesome. You got the whole cycle there, right? And yeah. You got the best locations and you can bring investors in. They can stay, enjoy the facilities. It sounds awesome, Josh. Now, I want to definitely go check out this island over there off of DC. So I appreciate you sharing that. And what I really like about you is just your passion. I can just tell it every time. I know you probably told this story 1,000 times, but you know, I just feel the passion and you really enjoy what you do. So
we appreciate you, man. Thanks for being on my show too, Capital Hacking, buddy. We had a killer time.
Yeah, it was definitely good. And you're missing a sidekick, but that was okay. It's still, you still did just fine. So he was holding out. I think he wanted to
write. Oh, see, you're like part of one of my, oh, dude, you're the best, man. I make that joke whenever my partner doesn't show up. I'm like, he's holding out for a bigger contract. For those of you guys who don't know what he's talking about, we have a couple people on my podcast. And if they don't show up, I'm always like, that son of a bitch is holding out for a bigger contract. There you go. And Javier loved that. I'm sorry, man. You're the best, buddy. No, we had a great time on Capital Hacking.
Josh, well, we're pretty much out of time, but it gets me to the best part of the show, which will take me a couple of minutes, which I think you're going to really enjoy.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
You're really going to enjoy. All right. You don't know what you signed up for, Josh.
I'm ready to go. Roll with the Naked Truth
This Roulette. Is called the Naked Truth Roulette. Every time you get one wrong, you're going to take off a piece of your clothes, Josh. I'm just kidding. No, it's not true. Not true. But this is just three random questions that I'm going to ask you. Nothing to do with real estate. We're just going to you run your business like a machine. So we want to make sure that you're not a machine and you're a real person. All right? So let's roll with the first question.
This is the coolest part of a podcast I've ever been part of.
All right. Let's see. First question for Josh is, do you have any tattoos?
No tattoos. Okay. I was pre-tattooed. I'm a little older.
Look, I'll be 43 tomorrow. And I keep, since I was 20, I'm like, I'm going to get a tattoo. And then I would think about it and then I would forget. And then 5 years later, I'm going to get a tattoo. And then 5 years later, I'm 40. I'm done. I'm not getting a tattoo. I guess I'm done.
All right, you don't have one either?
I don't have one either.
Oh my gosh. I thought you would say you had them.
I do not. So let's go. Next question for you. Next question for Josh. All right. Question number two on the Naked Truth Roulette. All right. What is the worst chore to do around the house?
Clean the bathrooms.
Clean the bathrooms? Okay. You know what? I hardly ever clean the bathroom, so I wouldn't know. I think that's not on my list, so I wouldn't know. But all right, that's a good one.
I got 10 kids, bro. It's harder. It's hard to do, bro. Oh, you got to do it all the time.
All right. That is definitely true. All right, here we go. Question for Josh on the Naked Truth Roulette. Let's see what we got.
I love this. This is the coolest, man. I love this.
All right. And perfect. I love this question. If you can take any celebrity on a date of the opposite sex, who would it be? Don't worry, I'm gonna tell your wife.
Yeah, I do have a lovely wife, so we'll have to double date with Chip and Joanna Gaines. We'll take them out to one of the resorts. Big fans of those guys. They do great work. And have you ever seen them on HGTV? As a matter of fact, they call us the Chip and Joanna Gaines because my wife and I work together on resorts. But I'll tell you what, man, they kick ass and we love what they do.
Josh, that is a great, great answer. Nobody has told me double date. Now, I've said double date, but like Scarlett Johansson and Jessica Alba together. But, you know, that's what I say, double date. But nobody like my wife and then two other people. So that's really good, Josh. That's a really
safe. That was a smooth move, huh, bro?
Anyways, well, Josh, you survived the Naked Truth Roulette.
Thank you, buddy. Man, what a great idea. I'm going to try to think of cool ideas like you.
Yeah, thanks so much for being part of that and answering those questions. So I just love to throw that three questions at the end just because it's random. Like I say, you run your business like a machine, but we're still all normal people. Well, somewhat normal, but you know, we're just like everybody else, right? So I really appreciate you being on the show. Any last words you want to say?
Just gratitude, man. Gratitude. Thank you guys for listening to the shows like this. You know, Javier pours his heart into it. And one of the things I would always say about shows like this is they're meant to be a chance for you to have a relationship with Javier and a mentorship. So Javier, great job. Thanks for letting me be part of it.
Thanks, George. I am Javier, your host. Don't lose your shirt. I got a great gift for you guys. It is my underwriting calculator. That's what I use to underwrite multifamily for heavy value add. You're going to get a great discount because it takes a lot of work. And I have a calculator that'll help you underwrite something that's more stable, a prettier property with videos, not just multifamily, but I also have a calculator for you for mobile home parks, help you underwrite a value add or a property that's stable. I also have a calculator for you for self-storage. It'll help you evaluate a self-storage, value add, or self-storage that is already stable. And it has videos. We underwrite 50, 60 properties every single week. So my acquisitions team is pretty good at it. I want to give that to you for free for following me on the podcast, for being a loyal listener. I want to give that back to you. It's taking a lot of time and energy to put these together. So in that link, you'll see in the show notes, we'll give that away for free. It's actually a deal submission form. You can skip all that and go to the bottom and you'll see the calculators. But if you want to submit a deal to us so we can help you underwrite it, maybe we partner, feel free to use it. Make sure you analyze properly so you don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.